It's actually incredibly easy. I'm going to ask it to find me the cheapest direct flight from London to New Delhi. And the booking.com website can change its UI anytime, but my agent will stay the same. It's going to figure out, okay, Kunal wants the Delhi to London to Delhi flight. So the agent will know it has to find a one-way flight. The agent will know that it has to sort the flights according to prices because I am asking for the cheapest one. Let's be real for a second. Web automation has been a nightmare for developers since the dawn of the internet. We have all been there. You have spent 3 days writing a complex Selenium or Playwright script. I used to work a lot with that. And you map out every single CSS selector and XPath, and it's working perfectly. Then some front-end person is pushing some minor UI update, and a button moves 3 pixels, and a class name changes, and your entire production pipeline goes into a meltdown. We have been trying to solve 2026 problem with the 2010 tools, but the game has changed with AI tools, obviously. So today we are doing a deep dive into Amazon Nova Act. It is very impressive. It's like a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun today. I've been playing around with it. It's not just another LLM wrapper. This is a dedicated AWS service that is designed for developers to build and manage fleets of highly reliable agents for automating production UI workflows. So we are moving away from the, I don't know, if this, then that script and moving towards agents that can actually reason through a user interface. Before we even break down the tech, I want to thank Amazon for sponsoring this video and giving me early access. I've been having a lot of fun playing around with it. So as developers, we hear AI agents and we are thinking that, okay, it's working well in a flashy demo on some conference stage, but what about production and how hard is it going to be? Because developers don't like working with infrastructure much. They don't like working with Kubernetes and, deploying all these things. They just want to code and build stuff. And this is where we need to look under the hood. So what makes Amazon Nova Act different is that it's not just a generic LLM wrapped in a Python script. Okay, it's powered by a custom Nova to Lite model. So Amazon basically trained the model, the orchestrator, and the SDK as one unified system. So it's not like they just fine-tuned a chatbot. They actually trained these AI agents using reinforcement learning inside synthetic environments called WebGEMs. So think about that for a second. Instead of predicting what the next word is going to be in a sentence, Nova Act is trained specifically to predict the next action in a browser workflow. It's actually very cool. It gets even better because they have also introduced a tool integration, which basically allows you to extend the browser automation with custom Python functions and connect to external data sources through the MCP protocol. Basically, that means that your agent is not just trapped in a browser. It can actually interact with your broader technical stack. Because of this vertical integration, Amazon Nova Act delivers 90% task reliability. It basically understands the intent of the action, like find that checkout button on the website, rather than just looking for a specific ID that might not exist tomorrow. That's what I used to do. I was like, look at this ref ID, look at this, whatever the ID is of this button, and then find that. No, it will have that intent. Like, I want to book something. I want to search for flights. I'll show you a cool demo. It's going to be very, very nice. It is hands down one of the fastest, most cost-effective path to production that I have seen, automating all these mundane repetitive tasks so you and your team can focus on actually building what? Great software. Here's the truth. Great models are not enough. As developers, we need a streamlined path from an ideation to production. Nova Act delivers exactly that. It's a complete solution that dramatically simplifies agent development while enabling you to achieve enterprise-grade reliability. It prioritizes what developers and users actually need. What do they need? Pause this video, let me know in the comments. They need reliability. Look at 1Password as a prime example. So they are a major partner using Nova Act to simplify and automate secure login experiences across thousands of different web UIs. So it's a company like 1Password, most people in the world use them. I use 1Password. You can't have agents hallucinating, speaking is hard, or clicking the wrong thing. It's 1Password, at the end of the day. So by leveraging Nova Act, they are basically able to scale because the agents are capable of reasoning through UI changes that would break in a traditional script. Let's say you're scraping the web or you're doing some automation. Amazon Nova Act is prepared to do that. Now your front-end team decides to change the button or change the layout, make very complex changes. Amazon Nova Act, without any changes to that particular script that you already have, the agent script, it's going to work just fine. We're also seeing this excel in web QA testing, data entry, data extraction, and also checkout flows. It's the shift from automation to agentic intelligence, right? So it's about taking the robot work out of the developer's day. So you can just focus on building cool stuff. And if there are any edge cases that you may ask where the AI might hit a wall, Amazon has added human in the loop capabilities. So if your workflow hits a scenario requiring human judgment, like a very complex CAPTCHA or a critical approval, supervisors can step in to assist or take control through built-in interfaces. So it's like, I would say, a safety net for production workloads as well. Okay, let's do the demo. This is what the website looks like. You can check it out. They have various models over here. We're going to look at Nova Act. And you can learn more about what are the benefits. I have already mentioned this and how you can use Nova Act. So for web QA testing, data entry, data extraction, checkout flows, bunch of stuff. They have some case studies here as well. So you can see from PGA Tour, Hertz, 1Password, as I mentioned already, Sola, Amazon Leo team. And this is what I want to show you. They have amazing documentation and they have a GitHub repository that you can get started with as well. These are like some examples that you can take a look at. But it's so easy to use that you don't need like any heavy docs to get started with it. It's actually pretty cool. In all honesty, I haven't taken a look at these docs yet because it was just so easy to get started by myself. Anyway, you log in a free account. It's pretty simple to use. I don't think I added a card in this account because I wanted to show it for demo purposes. So you can literally sign up. They have a UI over here, so you can basically play around with the Nova chat model. This one's for text, images, documents, video in. You can check the sort of like reasoning here, mid, high, think, low. It can search the web and you can add, this is the extension to search the web. You can obviously attach images and stuff. So tell me about the benefits of meditation. Sure, why not? So it's going to search the web. And it's giving me the benefits. But the idea here is I want to build my own agents. So you can obviously generate images as well. As you can see, these are some of the ones using this prompt you can generate. You can build like voice agents as well using Amazon Nova 2 Sonic. I'm covering the Nova Act model, but if you want me to make a video on this, let me know. So something like this, like if you build with Nova, you just start chatting, allow. Hey, how's it going? How are you?
As an AI system, I don't have feelings, but thanks for asking. I'm functioning well and ready to help with any questions or topics you'd like to discuss.
Can you tell me how I can get started with learning machine learning and AI?
Getting started with machine learning and AI is exciting. Begin with the basics of programming,
often in
Python.
Amazing, thank you so much. So it's like cutting off when I'm speaking. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. It's just, there's a lot of things happening. What I want to do is I want to show you how to create a UI agents easiest way. So in order to build your UI agent, you have to click this button, create UI agent. They have some templates for you already. Like if you want to build a QA agent, hello world, if you want to search for flights, if you want to book flights. So I'm going to select this, but actually this is like a internal demo URL. I don't want to use a demo URL. I want to use a real URL that people use. So we're going to use booking.com. I'm going to remove all this. It's actually incredibly easy. I'm going to ask it to find me the cheapest direct flight from London to New Delhi. And the booking.com website can change its UI anytime, but my agent will stay the same. It's going to figure out, okay, Kunal wants the Delhi to London to Delhi flight. So the agent will know it has to find a one-way flight. The agent will know that it has to sort the flights according to prices because I am asking for the cheapest one. So it's actually very cool. And then even if the UI changes, the agent will know what to do. Okay. So find me the cheapest Direct flight from London to New Delhi on March, let's say 14th, 2026, and then I can say return the flight number and amount. That is how easy it is to create agents with Amazon Nova Act Run. I'm going to export it to VS Code. I'll show you how to connect it with VS Code later and how to deploy it later as well. So you can get that. So see, you're able to see what is happening. So here it says agent output window. It tells you what it's doing. I'm on the booking.com page. My task is to find the cheapest direct flight from London to New Delhi on March 14th. And then it's like thinking. The page is unchanged because the previous accident was unsuccessful. So it was like I'm seeing a flights button in the top navigation menu. I should click that button. So it clicked that. Then it should say that round trip it selected. Because I want one way only, it should automatically be smart enough to click on one way only. So that should be done as well. But I can run it like on my local system using VS Code as well, and then deploy it to AWS, which I'll show you in just a minute. So it is actually very cool. And also, you can create the, it's going to give you a Python script, right, for this automation. I did not write a single Python code for this example. So it's going to give you, and it selected, see, direct flights only because I asked for direct flight. And it's selecting one way as well. So that is looking good. Let us leave it to do its job. And the Python script that it's going to generate, I can download from here. And I can use the Nova Act SDK in VS Code to basically edit that, add more functionalities, deploy it to AWS. And I can use the chat feature as well to build this Python file, which I'll show you in just a minute also. So going to New Delhi. That is looking good. Let me. Now it should be able to select the travel dates, and then it should be like, okay, I need one way only. So travel date March 14. What's it gonna do with the return? See, it selected one way. Okay. I should click one way radio button to change the flight type to one way. Search and then find me the cheapest one. It should sort it. So it's exactly like a human thinks. This is very cool. You can build other cool stuff with it. Sort by cheapest. And then it's gonna find me the cheapest flight. You can also tell it like, do not find me a flight by Air India. Only find me a British Airways. Cheapest British Airways flight. You can do so many things with this. So the answer is Indigo, actually, $489. Back and forth to India, that is not bad. That is quite decent. Direct 11 hours 30 minutes. The results are in. That should be done. Return is flight number 6E4, amount $489. Great job, Amazon team. This is actually very good. I can download this Nova file. I'll show you in just a minute. You can then build with the Nova Act SDK. This is actually very simple. You have to download this extension for VS Code. Just install it. Open VS Code. I already have it installed over here. So that's the one that I have. So I have this, and you just need to authenticate it. So when you click on authenticate, it gives you two options with the API key and with AWS credentials. Just select build with API key, and you can find your API key here. Get API key and generate. Give it a name, and it's going to generate one for you. So that's what we have. And then my file that I just downloaded, I can open that. Download bookingagent.py, and I can go to build. So this is the file that I have. And I can then just run this. So my API key is already added in my environment, so I don't need this line over here. It's literally 1, 2, 3, I mean 1, 2, 3, 4, just 5 lines of code. That is it. Okay? Run all cells. That's fine. And it should show you like some prompts on in terms of like what it's doing right now. So here you can see it's giving you the answers like what it's doing right now. It's taking screenshots of the portal and exactly the same thing that happened on the web UI. It's now doing in my local VS Code. I want to show you something else. I want to show you like GitHub Copilot. So generate a workflow. So I want to create a new workflow. Create a script to find me the cheapest Logitech mouse on Amazon.com. Return its price and the URL. And you can add context as well. Over here, files, MCP resources, screenshot a window, and other stuff. So press enter and it should generate that Python script for me that I can run exactly like I am running this one. So there you go. So it finished the session, but here's something cool. Like you can see your act run. So how it basically did it every time. So it's like, I'm going to click on flights. Then I'm going to click on one way. Then I'm going to click on, so you can see, I need to set the sorting to cheapest. I will click on cheapest option. So it selected direct flights, added Delhi, and then it found the one. Also, you know, the first one that I ran had 400 something, but the flight price changed in just a few minutes. It's like $500 now. So it literally says flight 6E, which is correct, 64, $500. So it did it in real time. Very cool. Let me try to run the Amazon example that it generated for me. I wanted to find the cheapest Logitech mouse. So I'm gonna open this file that it generated for me, run all the cells. Okay. By the way, the previous one took only around 2 minutes to complete. Also, you know how we were seeing the live view on the UI? You can see it here as well. So here in the window, you can see the live view. And here you can see that it's gonna be going through Amazon and it's gonna search for Logitech mouse. And it's gonna sort it according to the price. You can see it in full screen as well over here. And you can turn on captions, like it's gonna tell you what it's doing. Okay, so search for Logitech mouse on the page, and then it's gonna sort by price. And then it's gonna show me the first listing after sorting it by price. As you can see, that's done. And it's gonna return the first listing that appears to be a mouse. So sort by low to high. This is actually a really good example. Amazon website keeps changing quite a bit. And Amazon is not an easy website to automate. If you do it manually, it takes a while. Here we go. It has returned the answer, returned the product title price of the very first one that it sees. There we go. So Logitech B100 wired mouse. That's like apparently one of the cheapest I can find. Okay, so you've built your agent in the playground. You've exported the Python script. You've fine-tuned the logic locally in the builder mode of your IDE. That is where most AI tools stop. But as developers, we know that it works on my machine is the famous last word of a failed project. This is where the deploy tab in Nova Act becomes your best friend. Once you're happy with your local workflow, the deploy tab handles everything needed to run the agent at scale on AWS. So you need an AWS account, obviously. It takes your local Python script and automatically transforms it into a containerized production-ready workflow. So you're not just uploading a file. You are deploying a remote cloud-based execution environment. Behind the scenes, the deploy tab uses the Nova Act CLI to orchestrate a multi-stage deployment process. So it sets up the environment, handles the dependencies, and ensures that the agent that hit 90% reliability on your laptop maintains the same 90% reliability at scale in the cloud. This is how companies like 1Password are able to move so fast. They're not spending weeks figuring out how to containerize their AI models or manage remote browser instances. You don't have to do that. They act, basically they use a Nova Act to bridge that gap from ideation to production in minutes. And remember, because this is running on the AWS infrastructure, you can now leverage those advanced features that we talked about earlier, like human in the loop and tool integrations via MCP directly in your production environment. So you're not just running a script. okay, it looks like that when I'm running it locally. You're not actually just running a script. You're running an enterprise grade service. Now, because I want you to actually succeed with this, there are a few gotchas that you need to know about. First of all, Amazon Nova Act is currently available today only in the AWS region, US East, North Virginia. Second, you must have a US-based Amazon.com account to access the service right now. You know, the era of brittle automation is officially over. We are moving into era of the agentic web, and Nova Act is clearly leading the charge on reliability and developer speed. If you want to try this out, I highly recommend you do so. You can check out the links in the comments or the description below, depends on where this video is posted. And if you have any questions, let me know in the comment section below as well. Like, share, and subscribe. Let me know what you build, what kind of automation you build. Let me know in the comments. And they have some incredible case studies on their website that I'll also leave in the description below. Some of the biggest companies in the world using them. It's actually pretty cool. I've been playing with it quite a lot. Asked it to book my flights and stuff, and it did not flinch. It's actually pretty cool. See you in the next one. Bye.